RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Solana. Welcome to the show. Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Meat, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show. A lot of stuff to get to here, which isn't how I planned on opening the show. I do have an actual show opening, but I just realized I'm putting two and two together, Crowder, as we were talking off the air. You're in a basement in Minnesota. Are you on a ski trip to Minneapolis again?
Yes, sir. Bug you.
I just put that together. You're in Minnesota. You are Minnesota's most dedicated ski tourist family.
All our kids learned how to ski in Minnesota. Little Chaz picked it up this time.
There are people who swear by Aspen, Vail, I mean, Europe. This guy swears by Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes, as being the family ski capital of the world.
Ski resort. We're at the ski resort. They remember me, and they know I like IPAs.
Of course they remember you. No one's gone skiing there since you were there.
Hey, how you doing, man? Back again? IPA, right? Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Good to see you.
And Jimmy's in a very good mood. Jimmy, did you take it to Solana in fantasy football, the championship last night? Are you the reigning WQAM fantasy football champion?
I am.
Solana, how would you like to respond to the throttling you took at the hands of one Jaime Garcia?
Well, Jimmy, sucks for you that I'm the guy who collects all of the funds for fantasy football. We'll see if I send it to you or not. I mean, maybe you have the title of winner, but you don't have the money.
You're a sore loser?
You don't have the money yet, Jimbo.
Sore loser, Jimmy. Jimmy, it would be worth it. Whatever he doesn't pay you would be worth it to find out the truth about this rat on the stream with us. To even suggest that in my family is a beatdown.
We'll see.
So you're going to – you know what? You're Fred Taylor-ing Jimmy, because I'm getting Fred Taylor right now in our fantasy league.
What happened?
So we had a league that's like the Pivot Energy Drink League. So all the listeners, you know, podcast subscriptors and all that stuff, we got a league going. I end up whooping everybody's ass in the league. Fred's fronting the money, like the prize money and the drinks and the care package for the winner. But I end up winning the league, and Fred's
he thought it was going to be like a listener, a podcaster.
I'm going to give a listener a couple $100, give him a Pivot, you know, Pivot sweatshirt, Pivot energy package, gift cards, all this stuff. I win. He says, oh, you good. No, I'm not good. I'm the winner, and I want my damn gift package.
I'm all about giving courtesy to friends, but when it comes to gambling, of which fantasy is, there is none of that. You live and die by the sword.
And this is the second year of fantasy that I'm in a friend's league. I win it, and they're just like, oh, Crowder, oh, ha-ha, you good. They laugh it off. and I'm such a pushover, I just let it happen. I'm just getting pushed over 2 years in a row.
I died by the sword of Matas Buzelis once again last night. So I did my strategy. Instead of betting the Buzelis over, I waited till halftime and then bet the live under. Because he always comes out strong, and then at halftime, they put a new over, a new total, and I'm going to take the under, because his second half is always bullcrap. So he's got, I think it was 7 points in the first half. They set the over-under for the game at 11.5. Mm. 11.5. Can he score 5 points in the second half? I say no. I bet the under. This jackass Billy Donovan leaves him in junk time. They're down 30. No one's on the court anymore. They literally have pulled everyone off the court except Matas Buzelis. He has to bring the ball up, pass to himself, and shoot himself. There's no one else out there. There's one guy. He's got 10. Hits a three. Billy Donovan takes him out real quick. He ends with 13, goes over for that.
Billy's watching your tab.
Unbelievable. I cannot hate a coach more than I hate Billy Donovan.
You know, it's his. Why is about Matas Buzelis' fault?
Well, he sucks as well. But he sucks. Get him out of the game, Donovan. What are you leaving him in there for? Get him out of the game. Guy sucks.
You bet him every game.
I did live bet the Panthers, though. I won 2 bets on the Panthers. I live bet them when they went down 1-0, and then I live bet them again when it was 2-2. So I won a couple of Panthers bets. Big wins for the Panthers and the Heat last night. Nikola Jokic went down early in the Heat game, so he's going to miss about a month with a hyperextended knee, which is probably the best-case scenario for the way that he was grabbing at that knee. So I think if you're Denver, you're probably, you hear that Jokic is out for a month and you probably breathe a sigh of relief, as silly as that sounds, because there were some nervous hearts beating in Denver, watching what was going on in Miami last night. Tomorrow night, Miami, Ohio State for the right to advance in the college football playoffs, and a win would bring you one step away from a national championship game. We're going to talk with Joe Zagacki today. He's in Dallas getting ready for tomorrow's big game. And on the first hour today, Josh Appel will join us. In the second hour, Aronde Gadsden will join us. This day, this is so shocking. When you see it, I don't know if you guys saw it on social media. Obviously, Jimmy did. He's nodding his head. On this day, in the year 2000, the Miami Dolphins won their last playoff game. It was 25 years ago today. Aronde was on that team. Mm-hmm. It was 25 years ago today that the Dolphins won their last playoff game. They beat the Colts 23-17 in overtime. Lamar Smith ran 40 times for 209 yards, including the game-winning touchdown. It was a Lamar Smith offense back in 2000.
What's a genius offensive plan? Man. Nobody expected that.
I mean, just crazy. 25 years. Since there, when I was talking to Aronde on the phone this morning, and he's like, stop it. And I'm like, yeah, it was today, 25 years ago. Like, what if I told you that after that game, when you guys were in the locker room celebrating,
yeah,
the Dolphins weren't going to win another playoff game. It was going to be December 30th, 2025, and they still would not have won another playoff game. I mean, there's not a person on the planet that would have taken that bet. I don't care what the odds were.
No, you'll figure it out. Is this the undefeated 72 Dolphins? Is this the legacy football team?
It's something like that. It's unprecedented to go for a storied franchise like this. I saw a list yesterday. I think it was from Forbes, like the most valuable sports franchises in the world, and most of them are soccer clubs. The Dolphins were like number 11 or 13 in the world. Like, this is a storied franchise that has not been able to put together a playoff victory in a quarter of a century.
It's the people making those decisions. It's not Stephen Ross either. Don't blame it on the owner.
Well, I wonder at some point, Stephen Ross has owned the team for 17 years.
Yeah.
Not a playoff win in the entire time he's owned the team. Does he not have some culpability?
for the hiring decisions, that would be the thing. He can't find the right guy.
He's never found the right guy.
Never found the
of
right guy.
Of course he has
never.
Culpability. But think about all the hires. Yeah, but think about all the hires he's made as the owner of the Dolphins. Philbin, Adam Gase, Brian Flores, Mike McDaniel. I mean, that's a pretty bad track record for coach hirings. And then general managers, Mike Tannenbaum. I don't know about you guys. I don't have any love for Mike Tannenbaum. And Chris Greer?
Yeah.
I mean, you were off yesterday, Crowder. Yeah. I was reading Solana and Jimmy an article that Barry Jackson had written in the Miami Herald, and it was 10 things that Stephen Ross needs to do as this season ends to get ready, you know, to put it back together or put it together. One of the things that Barry Jackson had written was treat this team right now like you would your real estate business and not as a side thought. You need to devote 24 hours a day to getting it right. Because imagine if you had gone 17 years without building a successful real estate project. You had hired the wrong people. You wouldn't put up with it for 17 years, was Barry Jackson's point. Yeah. And he was saying it's kind of like, hey, red alert, all hands on deck. And by all hands, he means Stephen Ross, 24 hours a day, get to work on this business that you own that so many people have a vested interest in and fix it the way you would any of your other businesses.
Yeah, and I think I give him a pass because y'all, it makes perfect sense what y'all are saying. I think because he tries so hard and I've seen him pour. So honestly, it's financial. He poured so much damn money into this
everything.
Team. Giving people, like you said, Hawk, I do believe he'll buy out any contract. Oh, how much you need? 50, 60, 70 million? Let's go. Let's move on. But he hasn't hired the right people. He hasn't. So the real estate analogy, he doesn't know what weight-bearing walls are in the buildings he owns and all of that stuff. But he has the best people in the world that are figuring that crap out.
Right.
In this realm, to Barry Jackson's point, like, how does he find that guy? He's been in real estate his whole life. He bought a football team, and now he doesn't know who to hire to figure out how these walls go up because he's not hiring the right GCs. I'm telling you that now.
And by the way, I'm with you. I'm willing to give Stephen Ross a pass because I feel like he'd be your ideal owner because he doesn't say no to anything. He doesn't overrule anyone. He just happens to have the wrong people making the decision. So ultimately, that's his responsibility. I get that. But there are owners out there who are cheap. Jerry Jones flexes his power and authority to the detriment of his own team by waiting too long, right, to re-sign people, give them new contracts. It's a completely different aspect. And I think Stephen Ross would do anything. The problem is he just hasn't had the right people telling him that. So he does have some culpability, but I'm kind of with Crowder in the fact that, man, he'd be the guy you'd want to own your team.
And think about it. Because right now, who's the top team? Kansas City, people look at because they win championships and those teams. The owners aren't as open and free with their money as Ross is. They just have damn Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Let's figure this crap out on the back end. That's what it is. There's the pieces in place that if he had those pieces and somebody, if it wasn't Tua, who made the Tua decision? Who drafted Tua, Justin Herbert, all that? That we have wasted 7-8 years with Tua, where we could have been closer to a championship because you know you got to have a quarterback to win one of those things. And hell, let's not say Tarzan, let's not say championship. We would have been a lot closer to a playoff win.
Right. That's Tua all we're talking about.
We just want to win.
But whose fault is that? And I'm not saying that Steven Ross drafted Tua, but hear me out here. The Philadelphia Eagles won a Super Bowl title with Sean McDermott. No, who was their head coach? Not McDermott. He was
big,
the Jags
ugly
head
dude.
Coach after.
Yeah, big old guy.
Stefanski?
Yeah, Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson. Yeah.
Doug Peterson. They win a Super Bowl in 2018 with Doug Peterson. And 3 years later, they fire him because they realize, hey, we might have won a Super Bowl, and this might have been the guy that led us to a Super Bowl with a roster that was really good, but a quarterback that wasn't worthy of winning a Super Bowl. No offense to Nick Foles, but they realized, hey, we're going downwards. We're trending in the wrong direction here. We got to reset. And that's the owner saying, no, we're not in the right position here. And they went out and they hired another general manager and they hired another head coach and they rebuilt, and now they're a powerhouse in the NFL again. So in a span of 6 years, they had two separate eras with two separate head coaches to go compete and win Super Bowls. And the Dolphins, because of Steven Ross and because of how patient he is to a fault, because he doesn't meddle in the team to a fault, he's allowed this to not only be bad, but to be consistently mediocre. And that, to me, is the biggest indictment on Steven Ross. I was cool with doing the, hey, look at what he did to Miami Gardens. He's made it this megaplex for sports, and he's built up, he put his own money to rebuild Hard Rock Stadium. Like, I was cool with doing all that a decade ago. At a certain point here, what are we doing? Like, we're giving the guy credit because he's willing to spend money?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are all investments to him.
But he's willing to listen to the people he puts in place. I mean,
but
that's
he didn't put his foot down for Lamar.
But you can't hire people and then overrule them. They're, like, when you hire someone, you have to give them the ability to do their job. And when they no longer do it, and obviously that's a skill to know when someone can no longer do their job or they're not doing it well, to replace them. But you can't constantly overrule someone. And so what I would say to you is the reason that I consider him to be a good owner is because he didn't overrule someone who said, hey, there's a better quarterback available, but it's going to cost us more money. And he says, no, that can't happen. We have a contract that's good with Tua, and so let it roll. He would do anything. I really believe he would pay out Tua. If they had a way to circumvent the salary cap, he would just pay out Tua to go away. So I understand what you're saying. It ultimately goes to, hey, the buck stops here. And when you have an absolute leader of something, which is always the owner, the buck stops here. So I can do two things. I can say Stephen Ross, I believe, is a good owner. But also, I can say his 17 years owning the Miami Dolphins has been an abject disaster.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say, but that's the way I feel about him.
Who are great owners? You're going to say the ones who win,
you know? It has nothing to do with money. It's the ones who win.
And you speak about the level. So Stephen Ross is not hiring great people, therefore not finding great people, therefore not getting good coaches at every level. But every level, they're judged off wins. The reason this conversation started is because the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. And that's on Stephen Ross. And that's on Gase. And that's on Tom Garfinkel. Everyone underneath him. At what point do you want to point at that's where he messed up? That's a tough thing to do.
Right.
But as the owner, he is trying as hard as he possibly can. And that's why I say I give him a pass. But if you're trying hard and still failing, I don't know. What do they say to give the kids that don't win? You just give them a trophy.
Participation medal.
There you go. Like, I'm giving him a participation trophy for being a billionaire. To your point, performance. The performance of this team is not impressive.
Right. But again, all I'm saying is you can look at Bruce Sherman of the Marlins and say, hey, he's gonna penny pinch. He's going to he's not gonna do whatever anybody says to do. It's probably one of the reasons that Derek Jeter wanted out. After a while, Jeter understood the Yankees methodology. Like, Bruce Sherman is going to be a penny pincher. So the decisions that you make have to be made with money in mind and how it affects the team financially. Stephen Ross is not that guy. He's the opposite. He's the guy who tells you whatever it takes. Even if we have to tamper with a player who's currently playing and get him on a yacht, whatever it takes, let's field a winner. That's why I make this delineation of he's been terrible during his tenure as an owner, but I also think he's a good owner. He's the kind of owner that you would want for your franchise. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone well for him. We'll talk about it today because we're going to end up going too long here, and I want to have time with Josh Appel because there's a lot that I want to talk about. So let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Couldn't even tamper correctly.
Well, that's Brian Flores' problem.
Yeah, he's hiring snitches, so that's back on him, Hawk.
If I go to Cheetah and end up going to the champagne room, I take Jimmy to Cheetah. I end up in the champagne room. Things happen. Jimmy runs into my wife, the commissioner, and tells her what he saw. Is that on him or is that on me?
It's on you. Why the hell did you take Jimmy to Cheetah?
It's on. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, if that's the case, then it's Stephen Ross's fault for tampering. That is, you know.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy can't hold water. I'm looking at him right now.
Jimmy, you think you'd snitch me out to Lori?
Never.
Man, he's so easy to get to. Man.
It's over for y'all.
Note to self.
The Miami Heat did win last night. They've won 3 straight. And Hawk, thank God we didn't bet Nikola Jokic double-double. I'm on the air saying, oh, that's a given. I mean, come on. There's no chance he doesn't get a double-double. Well, he didn't because he ends up leaving the game.
But did he go out in the first half?
Literally, the last play of the second quarter, he got the last play. It was the second left. He got hurt on the last play.
You'd probably have gotten that back as a bonus bet.
Ooh.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, well, his numbers were stupid at halftime. But
it was ridiculous. If you looked at his numbers, you'd go, oh, like for any other NBA player, you go, oh, that guy had a pretty good game.
Yeah. He did that at halftime. He scored in 19 minutes. He had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and or no, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. And again, that was in 19 minutes.
Crazy.
I was going to say who was guarding him, but it seems like nobody.
It just doesn't matter, bro.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. There's no one who can guard him.
No.
You know what else I bet last night at a $10 bonus bet? I bet it on Nikola Jokic, first bucket of the game. You remember the opening of the game?
I don't. I don't remember.
Wide open look for a three for Jokic. And it clanked. Oh, clanked. Man. And then it came back the Heat way. And I think Norman Powell missed a shot. And then Denver had another possession and whatever. But I had that chance there. He took the first shot.
You know who made the first bucket, Crowder?
Oh, somebody you fell in love with for no reason.
Bam Adebayo. A little 10-footer. Looking at my notes right now. A little 10-footer from Bam Adebayo.
Midi guy. I love those midi guys.
Don't forget that the Miami Hurricanes play college football playoff quarterfinal against Ohio State tomorrow. It'll be a 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Cristobal is actually talking right now. He's doing a press conference with Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach. Those two are meeting with the media. But things are happening in Dallas, man. You were getting all the video and just like the action. Canes fans are in the Big D. It feels like we're close to the game.
It's super cool. I'm excited for tomorrow night. I really am.
Is the nickname the Big D?
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dallas is the Big D.
People call it that?
Yeah. People call me that.
Hey.
Jimmy, oh, Jimmy. You know, you were a cheetah with me.
Jimmy gonna tell. He gonna tell.
I gotta get out ahead of this.
The Heat are back in action on the 1st. They'll be in Detroit. And then the Panthers, they're back in action on Friday. They play the Rangers. That, of course, will be live from Lone Depot Park. The videos of the Winter Classic here in Florida look really cool. The Panthers tonight, by the way. They play the Montreal Canadiens. They beat the Caps yesterday 5-3. Puck drop tonight, 7 p.m. That's the Canadian game. That's where all the French Canadians come down from up north.
Yeah, they do this game every year during the holidays. And the poutine sales are through the roof.
Happens to be a fire game to be at, though. French Canadians, bunch of hotties, man. Seriously.
We.
Hey. You go tell.
You got some talent up there in Canada, man.
What they call me in Canada, the big we.
Weather in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. The lows, you're going to drop into the 60s. It's starting to get chilly. It's a beautiful day in South Florida. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Josh Appel will be there Friday for the Winter Classic for the national radio call on Sports USA. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call nationally this coming weekend for Sports USA, Titans, and Jags. He was on the call nationally this past weekend for the Bills-Eagles game, which was a spectacular finish. And I mentioned earlier, most importantly, this Friday, he's going to be ringside, Lone Depot Park, part of the national radio coverage on Sports USA for Panthers and Rangers in the Winter Classic. And the pictures coming out of Lone Depot Park as they have turned it into a hockey rink seem to be just spectacularly cool. Are you excited for Friday, Appel?
Yeah, it's been something I've been looking forward to for a really long time. I lobbied hard to be a part of our broadcast for it, and I'm really really grateful and excited.
That's like
to
one
be
of those where it's like you just beg, right? You go, listen, it's in my backyard. I love
you
the
don't
Panthers.
Gotta, you don't have to travel for anybody. I'm right here. I've done
anything.
It before for you. Come
Get
on.
Get me on that assignment. So.
I was gonna say, is it different? Is it gonna be just normal hockey, or is it just because the venue's different? Is it anything changed other than the venue?
It's definitely a spectacle. There's gonna be so much extra that you would normally find, obviously, if you went to just a game at Amerant Bank Arena. Obviously, double the size of the crowd, pretty much, and just the venue itself. An outdoor hockey game in Miami is something that was probably never on anybody's radar until the Panthers had this, you know, handful of year run basically since post pandemic times. So just the spectacle of it all will be really special. And like the actual ice surface itself will be slightly different than what they would normally play on just because it's outdoors. There's different upkeep for it. The surface in general is not as good. It'll be good enough, but won't necessarily be the exact same.
And it'll be chilly on Friday night.
You know, a lot of people were wondering how they were going to pull this off. Will the weather cooperate? This might not even be the warmest Winter Classic or outdoor game of all
time.
Yeah, there were two, one at Dodger Stadium and one at Coors Field, that if the forecasts are correct for what it's going to be like on Friday night, were both warmer than what we'll experience on Friday night.
By the way, just so people know, you can hear the Winter Classic, the local radio broadcast on our station. It'll be on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Doug Plagans will be on the call. Solana and Appel will be live on this show Friday from the Winter Classic. So Solana and Appel will host the show from Lone Depot Park on Friday. Crowder and I have the day off, although I'll be at the Winter Classic that night. Let me ask you something that we were talking about, Josh, because today is the anniversary of the Dolphins' last playoff win. It was 25 years ago today. We were having this little debate. Stephen Ross, how much culpability? He's owned the team for 17 years. And so there's some culpability in owning a franchise and not having a playoff victory in the entire time that you've owned it, coming up on two decades. But also, I make the case, Crowder as well, it's not like he does stuff on the cheap. He's not Jeffrey Loria. He's not Bruce Sherman saying, hey, every decision you make needs to involve dollars. I need to know how many dollars it involves. I think Stephen Ross would do anything to field a winner. So I wonder how much culpability you put on Stephen Ross himself for a 25-year playoff drought, 17 years of which he's owned the team.
Honestly, it's a bit ironic that Jeffrey Loria and Bruce Sherman both oversaw playoff series victories. Obviously, Loria has a World Series. Sherman in 2020 is the owner. The Marlins won a playoff series in the postseason. It's ironic the way that they have built their reputations around their ownership groups, the success that they had. Whereas, to your point, Stephen Ross has not exhausted any resource from renovating the facility, renovating the stadium, spending money on players, spending to the cap, giving Chris Greer in this front office carte blanche to spend as much as they want. Hey, you want to go give up multiple draft picks, high draft picks for Tyreek Hill and then extend him? Go right ahead. You want to acquire Jalen Ramsey? Go right ahead. You want to pay him also? Go right ahead. It is not for lack of effort from Stephen Ross. It, again, we've talked about it before. I just think it's a loyalty issue for him, where he's just so loyal to his guys that the ones that have been in place for so long making these decisions, like, that's the thing I fault him for, is that it just takes him forever because he gets close to these guys. And by all accounts, Chris Greer, phenomenal human being. Everybody likes him in the building, and he was really loyal to him. And it took what we saw this year for that relationship to finally end. The buck stops with him, obviously. He is the owner, and he makes the ultimate decisions on who gets put in what place to be decision makers and who coaches the team. So in that sense, yes, he deserves some – he has some culpability for it, but at the same time, again, it's not for lack of effort. He's trying. He's investing in literally every area to make this team a winner, which is interesting because you think back to the first part of his ownership tenure, the orange carpet and all the celebrity minority owners, and it was more about, oh, the Miami Dolphins and the spectacle and optics. South Florida and Miami, the flash. Now it's like, no, like, I'm investing in football things. I want my players to have top of the line facilities, nutrition, all of this stuff. And it just hasn't translated into on-field success outside of a really good regular season a few times.
Yeah. And Josh, I think that it's a conversation that's crazy because everything in sports is, can be tracked, can be ranked, can be percentage, winning percentage for a coach, quarterbacks, touchdown interception ratio, like we do, shooting percentage, rebounds per game. Everything is a number you can figure out. If we could, we rank the top five owners in sports, would it be winning percentage? Because his isn't there, but I do think he's a very good owner. It's a weird place that I think Hawk and myself are in.
Well, it's funny because you'll hear, like, go when they do those player surveys at the end of every season, go look at where the Buffalo Bills are ranked on all those things. They're in the mid-20s in almost everything, but they hit on their quarterback, so they're really good every year. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're building a new stadium in a few years, not in Kansas City anymore, but they don't really have the top-of-the-line facilities there. Look at Dallas. I mean, Jerry Jones, again, top-of-the-line everything in Dallas, obviously spares no expense there for anything. They also haven't had the playoff and championship success since Jimmy Johnson was there. Obviously, we just saw the and Barry Switzer. We just saw that documentary come out earlier this year on Netflix, which for me was a lot of new information. I know you guys experienced it, Hawk and Crowder and Jimmy as well. He's 74 years old, so Jimmy was like right in his prime during those Cowboys runs. It's honestly like you got to hit on a couple of things, right? The main one being the quarterback, and the other obviously being a head coach, and everything else kind of solved itself after that. If you look, again, you mentioned, Hawk, that I was just doing the Bills game this weekend. Josh Allen is playing with a bunch of nobodies at receiver right now. They signed Brandon Cooks after he was waived by the Saints around Thanksgiving, and he is their big play threat on offense right now. But they have Josh Allen, so they've got a chance in everything. Again, they're near the bottom third in everything that you read in these player surveys after every season. But you hit on a certain thing here or there, coach, quarterback, it masks everything else.
Okay, but name me one hire that Stephen Ross got right. One.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, for sure.
No, okay, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to say, you know, you pick the right head coach, you pick the right quarterback, and it masks everything, well, look at the track record here over 17 years.
Well, I mean, we can't name one. I wasn't absolving him of blame.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, I just don't know we can continue saying he has the ability to hire the next era of people who are going to usher in some new type of organization or newfound success. I mean, we're talking over 17 years. You can't name one hire that was the correct hire or a positive hire, a solid hire. We can't name one.
But I think that, like, it's difficult because he's hired like every version of a head coach, right? like Joe Philbin, the mild-mannered guy who's going to be the CEO type and keep everything boring and vanilla. Obviously, that didn't work. Then he gets the Peyton Manning recommendation on Adam Gase, and they have one good season. And Jay Ajayi basically has a Hall of Fame season in 2016 and carries them to the playoffs, and then Ryan Tannehill gets hurt and blows everything up, and then we know what happened after that with Jay Cutler. Tannehill gets hurt again, and then, you know, Adam Gase is gone. Then he takes the big swing on boy genius, Mike McDaniel. I've obviously skipped over Brian Flores, who was an excellent Super Bowl-winning defensive play caller for the Patriots. Tough guy. We're going to bring that culture, that Patriot championship culture, to the Dolphins. They had a couple of good seasons where they were like right on the cusp of making the playoffs, but didn't. And then they take the big swing on McDaniel, the boy genius offensive guru from the Shanahan tree. And it looked good for a little bit, and then it fizzles out here towards the end. So again, like, they've tried every version of a coach to bring in. They took the big swing on the top five quarterback with Tua Tagovailoa, and it just didn't work out. So, like, again, they're trying. It's just not working.
It's almost like, I listen to your question, Solana, and I understand what you're saying, because if you did it in Crowder's percentages, his batting average is zero. Like, yeah. I get that. But also, can you extrapolate that to say he is absolutely incapable of hiring the right person?
No.
Because I can't. Think he can. In other words, my point, Appel, through the whole thing is, Stephen Ross is the exact kind of owner you want for your franchise. He just doesn't have any wins to show for it. But he's the guy who will spend money hand over fist. He won't get in the way of the people who he hired, which actually happens to be a good attribute. Not when you're hiring the wrong people, but it happens to be a good attribute. So, like, I understand what Solana's saying, because there's actual numbers that show you he hasn't had success. But also, I can make the argument he's the exact owner you would want for a team that you root for.
We didn't even mention him trying to court Tom Brady to come and play here. Imagine if that worked out, how this conversation would be different. That was Brian Flores kind of throwing some water on that fire when it was going on. We later found out. So again, he takes these big swings and he tries, and it hasn't materialized into the type of six. Like, obviously we all want to see the Dolphins win a Super Bowl, but at this point, the fan base will just take like a playoff win, and they can't even get a playoff win in 25 years. It's insane. Wasn't that playoff game blacked out down here too?
Yes.
Like, that's crazy.
It was? Wow, I don't even recall that.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Had to listen to it on radio.
Who was it back then? Bill Zimfer?
No clue.
Was it Howard David?
Was it Howard David? It may have been. All right. Well, anyway, happy anniversary, everybody. Happy anniversary, Dolphins fans. 25 years since the last playoff victory. Josh, we will hear from you on Friday. And enjoy your week with your brand new baby.
Thank you. I had some Quinn Ewers takes. You didn't let me get my Ewers takes off.
Yeah, it was a big anniversary today. We got sidetracked on we'll do this again 25 years from now when it's the 50-year anniversary. When it's the 50-year anniversary of the last Dolphin. We'll have to see if I'm around or if Aronde's still around, but maybe we'll do the entire show.
Listen, I watched the little highlight, 2.5-minute highlight clip on Twitter like 20 minutes before the show started. Aronde had a huge catch in that overtime drive that set up the game-winning touchdown.
That offense was all Lamar Thomas, right?
Smith.
Lamar Smith. Yeah. Lamar Thomas. Lamar Smith.
Yeah, like 40 carries, 209 yards.
40 carries.
Yeah, I mean, that was the Wonstat era. I mean, before it was Ricky Williams, it was Lamar Smith getting a billion carries.
God bless the era of 40 carries. The workhorse back. He didn't even have a second string running back. It was just whoever the running back was going to get 40 carries.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's right. All right, we'll see you, pal.
Bye, guys.
There you go, Josh Appel. Do not go anywhere. We have more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana to come on this very important anniversary in the annals of Miami Dolphins history.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Thank you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.